From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. A federal judge in Atlanta will hear arguments today in a case to block Georgia's new abortion ban from taking effect. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
If successful, the motion for preliminary injunction would stop HB 481 from becoming law before January 1, 2020, while the court decides a larger constitutional challenge to it. The American Civil Liberties Union and a number of reproductive rights groups are suing over the law, which would ban most abortions in the state after fetal heartbeat activity can be detected. The lawsuit says that violates the Constitution, Roe v. Wade, and decades of Supreme Court precedent on abortion rights. Georgia's law also says an embryo or fetus is a, quote, natural person with certain legal and economic benefits. Lawyers for the state stand by the law and say there's enough time to decide the full case before January. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Atlanta employees and elected officials are now required to undergo active shooter training on an annual basis. The Atlanta City Council passed the ordinance in a vote last week. The decision comes less than a month after a shooting that injured four students from Spelman College and Clark Atlanta University. Training will be required for all part-time, full-time, and contract employees. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra opened its 2019-2020 season over the weekend. This season marks the 75th anniversary of the ASO. Speaking to GPB's Sarah Zaslaw, music director Robert Spano says the orchestra is planning a variety of events to attract a wider audience.
I think one of the great things about doing what we do is that it really is for everyone. And I think the most important thing we can do is to make sure everyone feels welcome.
The ASO is holding a free concert at Centennial Olympic Park on Wednesday. You can hear the full interview with Robert Spano at gpbnews.org. A Georgia city is beginning the process of changing its name for the second time since its creation. The elected leaders of South Fulton decided this month to form a committee to come up with name options that could end up on a November 2020 ballot. South Fulton, which incorporated in 2017, tried to adopt the name Renaissance that same year, but Mayor Bill Edwards vetoed it, citing resident opposition.